Hey, hey, welcome to 15minutes.today, 同情学英语 podcast。 这个单元张老师会带着你沉浸在全英的环境里面，陪你反复朗读与跟读世界时事趣闻二到三遍，每日只要15分钟即刻强化英语听力与达到口说练习。每集单集简介里有文章的逐字稿陪伴你的练习。 Let's get started with today's program。Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest-serving Prime Minister. Shinzo Abe smashed records as Japan's longest-serving Prime Minister, championing ambitious economic reforms and forging key diplomatic relationships while weathering scandals. Nearly 2 years after poor health forced him to leave office, the 67-year-old was shot during a campaign event in the western region of Nara on Friday last week.Abe was a sprightly 52 when he first became prime minister in 2006, the youngest person to occupy the job in the post-war era. He was seen as a symbol of change and youth, but also brought the pedigree of a third-generation politician groomed from birth by an elite conservative family. Abe's first term was turbulent, plagued by scandals and discord, and capped by an abrupt resignation. They called it Abenomics.He ran again, and Japan's revolving prime ministerial door brought him back to office in 2012. It ended a turbulent period in which prime ministers sometimes changed at a rate of one a year. With Japan still staggering from the effects of the 2011 tsunami and subsequent nuclear disaster at Fukushima, and a brief opposition government lashed for flip-flopping and incompetence,Abe offered a seemingly safe pair of hands. And he had a plan, Abenomics. The scheme to revive Japan's economy, the world's third biggest, but for more than two decades into stagnation, involved vast government spending, massive monetary easing, and cutting red tape. Abe also sought to boost the country's flagging birth rate by making workplaces more friendly to parents, particularly mothers.He pushed through controversial consumption tax hikes to help finance nurseries and plug gaps in Japan's overstretched social security system. While there was some progress with reform, the economy's biggest structural problems remained. Deflation proved stubborn, and the economy was in recession even before the coronavirus struck in 2020. Abe's star waned further during the pandemic,with his approach criticized as confusing and slow, driving his approval ratings down to some of the lowest of his tenure. Political storms. On the international stage, Abe took a hard line on North Korea, but sought a peacemaker role between US and Iran. He prioritized a close personal relationship with Donald Trump in a bid to protect Japan's key alliance,from the then US president's America First mantra, and tried to mend ties with Russia and China. But the results were mixed. Trump remained eager to force Japan to pay more for US troops stationed in the country, a deal with Russia on disputed northern islands stayed elusive, and a plan to invite Xi Jinping for a state visit fell by the wayside. Abe also pursued a hard line with South Korea,over unresolved wartime disputes, and continued to float plans to revise Japan's pacifist constitution. Throughout his tenure, he weathered political storms, including cronyism allegations that dented approval ratings, but did little to affect his power, in part thanks to the weakness of the opposition. Abe had been due to stay on until late 2021,giving him an opportunity to see out one final event in his historic tenure, the postponed Tokyo 2020 Olympics Games. But in a shock announcement, he stepped down in August 2020 with a recurrence of ulcerative colitis, ending his second term too. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。